The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Part 25. Book 3, the 40th chapter. Man has no good in himself and can glory in nothing. The Disciple. Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you visit him? What has man deserved that you should give him your grace? What cause have I, Lord, to complain if you desert me? And what objection can I have if you do not do what I ask? This I may think and say in all truth. Lord, I am nothing. Of myself, I have nothing that is good. I am lacking in all things, and I am ever tending towards nothing. And unless I have your help and am inwardly strengthened by you, I become quite lukewarm and lax. But you, Lord, are always the same. You remain forever, always good, just, and holy, doing all things rightly, justly, and holily, disposing them wisely. I, however, who am more ready to go backward than forward, do not remain always in one state, for I change with the seasons. Yet my condition quickly improves when it pleases you, and when you reach forth your helping hand. For you alone, without human aid, can help me and strengthen me so greatly that my heart shall no more change, but be converted and rest solely in you. Hence, if I knew well how to cast aside all earthly consolation, either to attain devotion, or because of a necessity which, in the absence of human solace, compels me to seek you alone, then I could deservedly hope for your grace, and rejoice in the gift of new consolation. Thanks be to you, from whom all things come, whenever it is well with me. In your sight, I am vanity and nothingness, a weak, unstable man. In what, therefore, can I glory? And how can I wish to be highly regarded? Is it because I am nothing? This, too, is utterly vain. Indeed, the greatest vanity is the evil plague of empty self-glory, because it draws one away from true glory and robs one of heavenly grace. For when a man is pleased with himself, he displeases you. When he pants after human praise, he is deprived of true virtue. But it is true glory and holy exaltation to glory in you and not in self, to rejoice in your name rather than in one's own virtue, and not to delight in any creature except for your sake. Let your name, not mine, be praised. Let your work, not mine, be magnified. Let your holy name be blessed, but let no human praise be given to me. You are my glory. You are the joy of my heart. In you I will glory and rejoice all the day, and for myself I will glory in nothing but in my infirmities. Let the Jews seek the glory that comes from another. I will seek that which comes from God alone. All human glory, all temporal honor, all worldly position is truly vanity and foolishness compared to your everlasting glory. O, my truth, my mercy, my God, O blessed Trinity, to you alone be praise and honor, power and glory, throughout all the endless ages of ages. The 41st chapter. Contempt for all earthly honor. The voice of Christ. My child, do not take it to heart if you see others honored and advanced, while you yourself are despised and humbled. Lift up your heart to me in heaven, and the contempt of men on earth will not grieve you. The Disciple. Lord, we are blinded and quickly misled by vanity. If I examine myself rightly, no injury has ever been done me by any creature. Hence, I have nothing for which to make just complaint to you. But I have sinned often and gravely against you. therefore is every creature in arms against me. Confusion and contempt should in justice come upon me, but to you due praise, honor, and glory. And unless I prepare myself to be willingly despised and forsaken by every creature, to be considered absolutely nothing, I cannot have interior peace and strength, nor can I be enlightened spiritually or completely united with you. The 42nd chapter. Peace is not to be placed in men. The voice of Christ. My child, if you place your peace in any creature because of your own feeling or for the sake of his company, you will be unsettled and entangled. But if you have recourse to the ever-living and abiding truth, you will not grieve if a friend should die or forsake you. Your love for your friend should be grounded in me, and for my sake you should love whoever seems to be good and is very dear to you in this life. Without me, friendship has no strength and cannot endure. Love which I do not bind is neither true nor pure. You ought therefore to be so dead to such human affections as to wish, as far as lies within you, to be without the fellowship of men. Man draws nearer to God in proportion as he withdraws farther from all earthly comfort, and he ascends higher to God as he descends lower into himself and grows more vile in his own eyes. He who attributes any good to himself hinders God's grace from coming into his heart, for the grace of the Holy Spirit seeks always the humble heart. If you knew how to annihilate yourself completely and empty yourself of all created love, then I should overflow in you with great grace. When you look to creatures, the sight of the Creator is taken from you. Learn, therefore, to conquer yourself in all things for the sake of your Maker. Then will you be able to attain to divine knowledge. But anything, no matter how small, that is loved and regarded inordinately, keeps you back from the highest good and corrupts the soul. End of part 25.